Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. Let's go through your prep sports schedule for tonight. Let's start with volleyball. Albert Lea, 3-3 on the season. They're going to head to Faribault, who is 3-6. That matchup will start at 7. Alden Conger, 5-2 on the season. They're going to host Nicollet at 7. Glenville Lemons, they're at Spring Grove for a 7:15 start. USC still looking for their first win this season. They're 0-4. They're going to host Maple River at 7:15. And New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they're at Triton. That will start at 7:15. In boys and girls cross country going on today, Albert Lea travels to a meet at the Eastwood Golf Course in Rochester. That's going to start at 4. Now, yesterday on the afternoon show, we did have co-head coach Jim Haney on and our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, junior runner Gavin Hinkey. If you missed either interview, they're both on our website at myalbertlea.com. You can also find them on our Facebook page. Also in cross country today, United South Central and New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they're going to travel to Maple River High School in Mapleton for a 4:30 start. Girls tennis, Albert Lea's at home today. They're going to host Faribault at 4:45. In girls swimming and diving, Albert Lea, they head to Red Wing at 6:30. Girls soccer should be a good one tonight. Albert Lea, 1-5. They're at Austin, who is 0-5. That matchup will start at 7. And in boys soccer tonight, Albert Lea is at home. Tigers are 2-4. They're going to host Austin, who is 1-3-2. That will start at 7. Again, boys soccer tonight at the Gus. Peeking ahead to a football Friday tomorrow night. Here's your schedule for local teams. All these games start at 7. Albert Lea's going to be at Red Wing. We'll have that game for you right here on Kate. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, they'll be at Waterville Legion Morristown. USC, they're going to host Blooming Prairie. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they're going to host Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. Lake Mills is celebrating homecoming tomorrow night. They're going to host North Union. At Northwood, Kensett will host West Bend Mallard. All those football games tomorrow start at 7. Well, the Minnesota Twins, pitching was not good yesterday. Cleveland takes the third game of the series against our Minnesota Twins. Final score yesterday was 12-3. Twins are off today before they have action this weekend. The Minnesota Timberwolves have filled out their roster by re-signing forward Jared Vanderbilt and guard Jordan McLaughlin. Now, both were restricted free agents. The contracts were agreed to last week. Vanderbilt gets a three-year, $18.3 million deal. McLaughlin gets a three-year deal worth about $6.5 million that comes with a team option for the third year. Your recap of baseball scores from last night. The Toronto Blue Jays, Boston Red Sox, and the New York Yankees continue to share the two American League wildcard berths following wins by each of those teams last night. The Blue Jays are 13-2 this month. They beat the Rays 6-3. The Red Sox erupted for 6 runs in the 10th. They beat the Mariners 9-4. And the Yankees, they kept pace by beating the Orioles 4-3. Jake Myers and Marvin Gonzalez hit consecutive homers in a 3-run second as the Astros, they beat the Rangers 7-2. The A's ended a 3-game skid as Matt Olson hit a 2-run homer and Josh Harrison drove in 3 runs in a wild 12-10 win over Kansas City. Brandon Marsh hit a tie-breaking solo homer in the 8th as the Angels, they beat the White Sox 3-2. Julio Urias earned his Major League leading 18th victory, and Gavin Lux singled in the go-ahead run in the 4th as the Dodgers, they've won 6 in a row, they beat Arizona 5-3. Adam Frazier was 4-for-5 with 2 RBIs, San Diego downs the Giants 9-5. Tigers over the Brewers last night 4-1. The Pirates, they beat the Reds 5-4. The Cardinals completed a 3-game sweep over the Mets, convincing win 11-4. Phillies got past the Cubs by a score of 6-5. Rockies in 10 beat the Braves 3-2. And Jesus Sanchez, he smacked his second 2-run homer of the day to break a 6-6 tie as the Marlins beat the Nationals 8-6. Also in baseball notes, Los Angeles Angels manager Joe Maddon said he would be very surprised if Mike Trout played again this season. The 3-time AL MVP injured his right calf running the bases on May 17th and had a setback last month, but he's left open the possibility of returning this year. NFL notes Cleveland Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. is not ready to play following knee surgery and won't make his debut Sunday against Houston. Now, coach Kevin Stefanski says Beckham will practice this week but will sit out against the Texans. Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence broke a foot in practice Wednesday and will likely be out at least 6 weeks. That's according to two people with knowledge of the injury. And New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton says a group of his offensive coaches, along with the team's nutritionist and a player, have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, Payton did not identify by name any of those who had tested positive. He said all of those who tested positive were vaccinated. In the NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies have waived center Mark Gasol days after acquiring his rights in a trade with the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, the 36-year-old center spent his first 11 NBA seasons with Memphis. He averaged a career-low 5 points and 4.1 rebounds per game last season with the Lakers. And also in the check of sports, Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles has told Congress that the FBI and gymnastics officials turned a blind eye to U.S. gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar's sexual abuse of her and hundreds of other women. Now, Biles told the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday that, quote, enough is enough, as she and three other U.S. gymnasts spoke in stark emotional terms about the lasting toll that Nassar's crimes have taken on their lives. Now, the hearing is part of a congressional effort to hold the FBI accountable after multiple missteps in investigating the case, including the delays that allowed Nassar to abuse additional young gymnasts. And that's Checka Sports. From the American Insurance Press Box, for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.